Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right.
Today is going to be the first day of school for me and my kiddos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not
we
yet.
We start on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Day before.
Day after. I start the day before. So you start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. You know, we
can't wait.
We have a lot of new listeners, and I had heard from a couple that said they didn't know when we stopped chatting. And so it's 7 minutes. So if you guys don't like the chit chat, you don't want to really know about our lives, which I totally get, fast forward 7 minutes and then you get to the
episode. Not that exciting.
But some people like us and like to know our lives, and actually most people. So I will say that's why we keep talking.
If you don't like the first 7 minutes, skip it.
Skip it.
I learned some valuable things this summer.
What? That you want to go to year-round school instead?
No. I just, you know, you can't do everything. Something's got to give. In the beginning of the summer, I had this plan. I'm going to go to the gym every day. We're going to read every day. We're going to work on our Chromebooks every day. We're going to have dinner at the beach every night.
Mm-hmm. And?
No, you can't do it all. But you cannot do it all.
Yeah, I do not think we did any of that. We definitely did not read and work on any kind of writing skills. So if the teacher listens to my podcast, I'm really sorry. But, you know, my kids did have a lot of fun. They fought more than probably they had fun, which drove me flipping bananas all summer. But
yeah, I gave in at some point and was like, we can have fun or I can have a clean house and work out. What makes me a better parent?
Yeah.
Right. So
I did the same. I think I worked out like 3 or 4 days the entire summer. I played tennis one time.
Yeah.
And oh my God, let me tell you something that I found out. And this is, you guys, I don't know why women have to have teenage drama. I have drama at tennis.
Oh.
So remember, I told you a while ago, I think I had to go off the court really quickly because I was getting a call from Caden's school, which, mind you, I know a lot of people don't know that I have a child that has some learning differences. And when you get a call from a school, and especially when you get them every week
from that kid's school,
yes, yeah, you get anxiety and my stomach starts to hurt just knowing that I have to pick up this call because I know what's going to happen on the other end, right?
Right, right.
So I ran off the court and I didn't clink the racket. I guess that's what you're like supposed to do after the end of the game, but and which I normally do, but I didn't even know that was etiquette, but whatever. Okay. So the girls talked major SHIT about me and my partner. And so I got wind of that. And so I texted one of the girls that we played with and I said, hey, I'm real sorry. This is what happened. I had to run and, you know, whatever. Well, got word just, and this is months ago, that one of the girls was like fully talking bad on a big text string. And this, you know, people in tennis world are real, it's real small.
Real catty.
It's real catty, but yeah. It's real small. So somebody came up to my partner and she was like, somebody's talking about you. And I had to leave the text string because it was so bad. And I know that's not who you are.
Oh my God, that is awful.
I was like, are we teenagers? Is this really happening? This is what I'm warning my daughter about, like with a cell phone.
Okay. I had something sort of similar happen to me maybe a week ago. I went to the gym and there is this class that everybody wants to take. And, you know, there's always a wait list. And anyways, I got in, but had one of those mornings with my children. I got in late. People roll into classes late all the time at the gym. You have assigned spots. Well, because I was late, somebody was in my spot. So I just grabbed my little yoga mat and like was going to squeeze in somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm a little flustered because I'm late and I don't usually walk into places late.
Yeah, like, that's not you.
That's not me. I'm prepared. But I'm making this effort. Like I told you, can't do everything. I can't win for losing. You know, that's how my summer went. This was like the one day that week we made it to the gym. So I go, I put my mat down and this lady looks at me and she goes, it's going to be really tight. And she gave me this look like I had stepped in dog shit or something, you know, like that kind of look, like I smelled. I couldn't handle it. I grabbed my yoga mat and just put it away.
Did you leave?
Yeah, I did. I said, fuck it.
Oh, I hate that.
I know, but I mean, you think you're grown up and then sometimes you revert.
Well, that
was like teenage insecurity.
I know.
If someone comes in late to a class when I'm there and I see they're like looking for a spot.
I try to scoot over.
Yeah, we scoot over. Fucking
people
Orange County entitled biatches.
So rude, man.
So rude. I know. Anyways, I wanted to mention that I got some news. Or maybe you saw the news too. In case this podcast thing doesn't shake out for us, Serena Williams retired, speaking of tennis. So maybe there's room for you.
Oh, on the pro
new
tour.
New career. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And then, but you definitely got to learn that etiquette shit.
I know. Serena doesn't have a lot of etiquette. So it probably doesn't really matter when you're that good.
Well, then you got to get more flair. Serena has a lot of flair.
Yeah, she does. She does.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm working on my Serena skills.
And then for me, I think I could become a hairdresser because I cut all of my kids' hair this week.
Good job.
And I did a good job.
Great.
Just saying.
Congrats. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get to the story since it's 7 minutes.
Can't wait.
This week, we are going south, and I mean way south, Gretchy. We are going to Brazil.
Ooh.
Have you been?
Never been.
Me neither. And I really do want to.
I have been to Argentina and Chile.
Oh, okay.
Not to brag.
So that's very far south also.
Same continent, different countries.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have a very good friend named Priscilla that is from Brazil, and she loves it there. She loves it better here, but she does like it there. Anyways, we got this case from a listener, and I'm sorry if I totally jack up your name, but I think it's Haitalo. So thanks, Haitalo, for this. And he also told me that there's a documentary on Netflix called Once Upon a Crime, All You Need to Know About Elise Matsunaga. And so I got a lot of my information there, as well as newspaper articles and some websites that I could translate into English. So I do recommend also watching the Netflix special because I think it's maybe a 4 or 6 part episode. It's good. It's a really good one.
circle.
So Elise Matsunaga, she was born in Brazil in 1974 to a very poor and somewhat dysfunctional family. Her mother left when she was really young. Her father left her when she was three, so she didn't ever really know her dad. And she was raised by her aunt and her grandmother. Her mother did come back into the picture for a short amount of time when Elise was about 10, into her like preteen, early teen years, with a stepdad in tow, which, you know, it's kind of a weird time to be thrown in with like a new, hey, I'm your mom. You haven't seen me for some time. And this is your new dad.
Yeah.
Well, the new dad was a creep and pretty much a douchebag, and eventually sexually assaulted Elise, which made her run away from home as a teenager.
Yeah, that'll do it.
This lifestyle of being poor and uneducated really didn't sit right with Elise. She was strong-willed, very pretty, and didn't want to take after her family. So she decided to get an education in nursing and become a nurse. However, nursing wasn't her forte. She didn't like looking after sick people that were dying. So, you know what's funny? Because our friend Nurse Ailish, she was a teacher before a nurse. And
yeah.
Teaching wasn't her calling. But nursing is fully her calling.
Yeah, we probably could have said that, I mean, about her. Like, I don't really like kids. Well, I mean, she loves kids, but, you know, like
not
watching them learn.
she taught middle school, which was probably like not where to start with children.
Oh, no. Nursing is her calling.
Yes.
She's so into that stuff. I sent her a picture of my kids. Something gross. But anyways, like you can send her gross stuff. I'm not even going to say it because it's too gross to share. And she's into it.
Yeah, she is. I mean, people that are in that field that love it, they are into it.
Yeah.
So she did have a patient that died and she was like, I'm over this. So she decided she wanted to become an attorney and live the dream. But to get there, to become an attorney, it's not cheap. So she needed some money. And one way to make money fast is being a high profile escort.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have talked about this before and we have friends of friends that have done this kind of service. And sometimes they're called what are they called now?
Sugar babies.
Sugar babies. Right. You get these men that will fund a lavish lifestyle for you and you service their needs. And that could be sexually. It could be just dinner. Could be going to Vegas, parties. Showing them a good time on vacation. I mean, the list goes on. It just depends on like what the dude, you know, you get hooked up with wants.
From what I understand, I've done a little investigation into some of these scenarios.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty common. Girls, you know, jump on the plane, go whatever. And they say you don't have to put out, but if you don't, you don't get invited.
You're not
back.
Invited back. You're not getting the Louis Vuittons and the apartment and the money for your education.
So I don't, when I see these women that say like, I don't do anything and they just give me, I'm like,
Yeah, that's probably
just own true. It. No shame, dude. Just own it.
So Elise, she put herself on one of those websites. And like I said, she was very attractive. So she got hits. Elise was not the typical Brazilian like you're thinking. Like I would think long dark hair with like an amazing butt, wears a thong all the time, you know?
Yeah, perfect tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She actually is very light skinned and she has light blonde hair. And I think it's natural because I'll tell you later, it didn't get mousy brown and she's got blue eyes.
Okay.
So I bet you in like a world of darker skin, dark hair, she kind of really did stand out, you know?
She's a unicorn. Yeah.
And luck would have it for Elise, she got con- contacted by a very successful entrepreneur named Marcos Matsunaga. Marcos was a Japanese guy who was heir to a multi, like hundreds of millions of dollars family business called Yoki Foods. It was huge in Brazil. So it's like Japanese snacks. And you know,
they do have good snacks.
They have the freaking best snacks.
Yeah.
We go to the Asian market just to buy all of the snacks from Japan and all over.
They're really good. The candy.
And I even sent you some in your birthday gift.
So good.
So Marcos was smitten with Elise right away. I mean, she was a beauty and Marcos was looking for love on the side. He was an unhappy married man with a new baby. So Elise brought him some excitement and happiness that he wasn't getting at home. And Marcos made a deal with Elise right away that if she stopped advertising herself on this website, he would afford her the life and school that she wanted. And you know what? She agreed.
Okay, but why they always got to cheat as soon as you have a baby?
I know, dude. That's what I thought, too. I'm like, come on. Give the girl a minute.
Give her a year, please.
I mean, you got to heal that shit before you can
hit that shit.
Oh, my God.
Right? Also, I'm looking at old pictures of myself. I still had the melasma, like, on my face. I mean, it took me, like, 3 years to kind of bounce back after having children. Those little fuckers suck the life out of you.
I totally forgot about that, that you get all those dark spots on your face. Can you get the laser when you're pregnant?
I don't know. I don't think so.
And then you get that dark line on your belly, too. Oh, God. All of that stuff. Anyways, it's great. It's wonderful. Having a baby is beautiful and magical.
Yeah.
Even though all the stuff that comes with it. Okay. So, Elise, she's happy being Marcos's side chick because she's getting, you know, what she wants. He's happy getting, you know, the goods from Elise. But as the two spent more and more time together, it was clear that they had a lot in common. And Marcos would eventually divorce his first wife and marry Elise. These two loved hunting, which I can imagine his first wife wasn't really into.
Like, what did they hunt?
Oh, they freaking hunted everything.
Like big game?
They were real into it. They would go out together. They would kill the animal. They would take pictures of it together. They had lots of trophy kills. They would get them like taxidermied. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Put them around their house, you know, that kind of stuff. They also would kill the animal and then butcher the animal themselves, which is like next level in my opinion.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, that's what hunters be doing. Like, you got to gut it. You know, you got to, like, when they go out and they kill the deer tab, you know, you got to do all that, like, on site.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to each their own. Listen.
It's not for me.
It's not for me either. I appreciate people that hunt and then eat
it.
Yes. And use the whole entire animal. Like, I'm down with that. I think it is way more
ethical
than these big cow
feed
farms.
Lots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I do. However, I'm glad that somebody else can do it and not me, because I killed this bug the other day and it was like a little one in my bathroom. And I was like, oh man, I kind of felt bad. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Just let him live in my bathroom? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to do that.
I guess I could have taken them outside. I don't know. Anyways, so these two, Elise and Marcos, they seemed pretty happy until they decided to have a baby. And
Oh, she should have known.
I know, she should have known. However, Elise, she did not get pregnant right away like she expected. So, you know how that is, Gretchy. It's really tough. and it could be really tough on relationships and your psyche because going through fertility is like a mess. Mm-hmm. And so Elise had a very hard time with it. She never thought it would happen to her. I don't think anybody.
Nobody does.
Thinks it will. And right around the time that she was just like going to throw in the towel with trying to get pregnant, she finds out that Marcos is having an affair.
Of course.
He's back on that damn site, the escort site. And Elise is right pissed. I mean, what a freaking bastard going on there while she's like probably shooting herself up with all those hormones. Mm-hmm. And so she's done with his ass. She's like, we're done. I want a divorce. You are an asshole. And right when she is serving him divorce papers, she finds out that she's got a bun in the oven. So that changes everything. Baby's on the way and everyone is now happy. Marcos stops having his affair and the two are back to holy matrimony. Elise.
No, if she was my friend, I would say no. I would say it's not going to change. Get used to doing this on your own. Still leave.
Yeah. I mean, unless you want to have a relationship where you know that he's just going to have side chicks, you know, which is not my thing.
No, but it's not my thing. I couldn't live with it. Like knowing that that was happening in the house, you know, like whatever. No. This guy's got millions. Just set me up in a nice condo. I'll, you know, take care of the baby. Fine. You can have visitation. Like, I feel like it would be more peaceful that way than me having to see you sleep around.
Oh, for me, 100%. I'm not about that. But I do think there are people out there that
this
can.
Type of guy is does not sound like he wants to be a real involved father anyways.
True. I agree with you. So... But Elise didn't do that. She has the baby and not more than a year goes by. And Gretchen, you're right. She's feeling that Marcos is taking one too many business trips and his late nights at the office are getting a little sus. So she, you know, she's at home with this baby and she's like wondering what the hell, where is this guy? But Marcos's company, Yoki Foods, is going through a big sale. So she also was like, well, maybe it's the sale. That's what he's saying. You know, we're getting this huge deal and that's why I'm gone. So Yoki Foods was actually going to be sold to General Mills for, I think, like $650 million.
Oh, my gosh.
They were rich already, but this puts it into a whole nother level.
Richness.
Yeah. So... he is the heir of the Yoki Foods. He is the CEO. Marcos is the CEO, and his grandfather is actually the one that started this business. The two were going to be uber rich when this sale happened. By the way, they were super uber rich anyways. They had this like crazy wine collection that was worth multi-million dollars. Marcos and Elise. They were like winos also. And I think those hunting trips, those aren't cheap either.
Oh, no, they are not.
Yeah.
No. Pay a big price tag.
Yes. So.
By the way.
Yeah.
In your part of the world, a lot of people do that. They spend all their big Texas money going on these trips. And I know this because when I was looking at houses out there, I would see them.
I know.
And I would say, to my kids, like, hey, look, I want you to see this house. Does this house, would you guys like to live here? And they'd be like, yeah, it comes with a fucking lion. They wouldn't say fuck, you know, be like, no, we're not taking the lion.
Yes, we did tour a couple houses where people had actual trophy rooms. Like the whole room was filled with animals. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's spooky.
And the exotic animals to me, just no. I mean, you're going to kill a zebra just so you can stuff it and put it in your house, something doesn't feel right about that.
Yeah.
But if you guys do that, don't write me and say I'm an asshole for saying that or I'm some sort of
it's just not our thing.
Political person. It has nothing to do with that. I just, you know, I don't know. Just,
yeah.
You know, everybody, I love you. You can love me. We can see different.
Feel differently yes. about things. Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. So anyways, Elise is, you know, she's got her spidey senses up again. And she is like, I know he's selling this big company, but something is just not right. I don't think he needs to be going out all the time. And her grandma's sick. So she's like, perfect opportunity. I'm going to go take my daughter to go see grandma. And I'm going to hire a PI to follow my husband's ass around the whole weekend. And she does. So the PI goes and follows Marcus the whole weekend. And it didn't take him long, man. The guy right away picks up a chick at a hotel, takes her to dinner, and this PI is snapping picture after picture and sending him over to Elise. He even takes this chick to like their favorite restaurant. Could you imagine?
Like, no.
Where she knew the staff. Elise knew the staff of this restaurant, and he's just like, doesn't even care. It's like, I don't know. I feel like he's feeling too big for his britches.
Yeah, it's very in your face.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, listeners. Are you ready to spring into making healthy choices? Like actually going to the gym, not just putting on the gym shoes? Well, I am. And I have also been making the healthy choice to cut back on alcoholic beverages during the week. Recess mocktails make it so easy to do. These zero-proof craft mocktails are the replacement that allows you to enjoy the ritual of pouring yourself a fabulous drink at only 25 calories or less. Have that friend that alcohol tends to make a little extra chatty? Offer them a Recess mocktail at your next get-together. Be a crowd pleaser. Everyone enjoys a Recess lime margarita. It's the perfect guilt-free drink in between drinks. Our listeners can enjoy 15% off at takearecess.com/clink. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. That's takearecess.com/clink.
So she's pissed. She gets back home to her high-rise apartment with all this knowledge of the lying and the cheating husband, and she confronts him. And of course, he lies. She gets pissed, and she says he calls her a bunch of names like a whore and trash, because she comes from a trash family in the middle of, you know, Timbuktu, Brazil. And he calls her a whore because she was on that site, which is like, dude, Marcos, you're the one frequenting that place.
Yeah, you're equally, if you're judging that kind of activity, you are equal participants.
Yeah.
Judge yourself.
And she got off of it and you didn't.
Takes two to tango. Okay.
But I can see that. I can see that mentality and I can see him throwing shade at her. you know, for doing yeah. that. And I can also see her putting her down because she was from a very poor family. And they still, like, her family all still lived in that little village in Brazil, you know? Mm-hmm. So in the middle of all this fighting, their pizza man calls down from the front desk and Marcos takes the elevator down to get the pizza. He comes back up to the continued fighting. And according to Elise, he slaps her. Well, when he slapped her, she says she runs to the closet where they have an arsenal of hunting weapons, takes one out and shoots his ass.
Oh, shit. She was real triggered.
She was real triggered. This actually happened on May 19th, Grutchy.
That's my birthday.
I know, in 2012. It happened on your, 25th birthday, 2012? Were you 24 or 25?
Are you kidding me?
What?
Tabitha, I'm 44 now and it's 2022.
Oh.
So like 34?
34.
Add 10 years.
I think we're younger than we are. That's right. We turned 20. I turned 20 in 2000.
You know, I'll tell you the truth. I'm so impressed you remember my birthday. I remember yours, but I don't remember, like, I know, like, the month our other close friends' birthdays are, but I only ever remember yours because it's the day after Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, that's people mostly remember mine because, or they think that mine is on Cinco de Mayo. And I'm like, no, the only reason you remember mine is because it's the day after. So, yes, it's close, but yeah, it's easy to remember because of that. Yours is hard to remember. I always think it's the 18th for some reason, but then I have to, like, on the 18th, I'm like, oh, yes, it's the 19th. And Ailish's is coming up, actually.
Yeah.
Like the 16th.
August 20th. No. It's the...
What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I figure it's the 20th because that's when I'm sleeping over at her house to...
Yeah, her birthday party.
Whoop it
but
up!
I think it's the 16th. I could be wrong. Maybe it's the 17th. Anyways, see? Can't figure out a birthday. Anyways, right? Marcos, he unfortunately succumbed to her shots. And... now Elise has, like, a very big problem. And instead of calling the police, Elise decides that she's just going to put Marcos in the bathtub and come back to him in the morning.
Oh.
And
oh,
in the morning, Elise takes her hunting skills to use and starts dismembering Marcos.
Oh, Elise.
Uh-huh. And she puts him in a few different trash bags, stuffs him in some suitcases, and takes him down the elevator and drives aimlessly for a while before she finds some places about 25 miles away from her house to just start discarding these trash bags.
Oh, no.
When she gets home, she then calls the Marcos family to tell them that she thinks that Marcos ran away with his lover. And she has proof that he has a lover because of this PI, you know. And she thinks that maybe he did it because the deal was closing and he wanted to be with this new woman. So, I mean, it sounds like a somewhat logical story, but not really.
No. Why would he not take all the money with him?
Yeah. Right. So people for sure are worried. They have not heard from Marcos. His cell phone is not turning on. He is not contacting anybody with emails. And this is for sure not like Marcos at all. However, one of his friends got an email a few days later. I don't know what the email said, but I think it was Elise probably just throwing like a little curveball, you know?
Okay, listen, Elise. First of all, I am sorry that he slapped you, but you don't get to go shooting him. I just want to make that clear because I think I was maybe a little too cavalier in my reaction. Second of all, you should have called yourself a lawyer and then the police.
Right.
And
right,
that's what you should have done.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you were going to go with plan B, and not do that, then you have to put it out there that it's a mystery what could have happened, that he was involved in some kind of, with some shady people.
Yeah. Yes.
That you don't know anything about.
Yes. That's actually what she should have done.
Yeah.
And his family actually thought maybe that was the deal because he's high profile. He's going through this big sale. He's going to have a lot of money. They actually thought that he was taken for ransom. But when no ransom came, they started thinking, you know, the worst. So his brother eventually went to the police to file a missing persons report on him.
Okay.
It didn't take long for Marcus's body to be discovered. And like I said, it was pretty gruesome, as you can imagine. But beyond the gruesomeness of the dismemberment, a few things stuck out to a local reporter that got real interested in this man in a bag. Okay. The thing, and this is 25 miles away, so they're not connecting that there's like a missing dude in San Paulo. They're just, you know, they're like, wow, there's a guy dismembered, which, by the way, is something that they see in Brazil and other places from like cartel. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a,
yeah,
it's pretty extreme way to get rid of somebody. Mm-hmm. This reporter that was interested, that found out that there was a body discovered, was really interested in this guy because he was wearing diesel jeans, which are very pricey. And when they found the torso, he was wearing a Ralph Lauren long sleeve shirt, which is also really pricey. The bags were blue, like a very bright blue with a red drawstring, which were only sold at the more upscale grocery stores as well. So this is not just some country folk man. It was pretty clear this was like a man of wealth. Mm-hmm. And the way that the man's body, which is Marcos, we know, the way that he was cut also seemed like somebody knew anatomy really well or how to cut bodies. It wasn't, you know, I'm not familiar how to cut properly to get clean lines, but I guess there's a way to do it. And that's how Elise did it. They actually first thought that it was her nursing that kind of taught her that, but I think it was more the hunting.
Oh, I think it probably is more the hunting.
Yeah.
And I think as far as the cartels go, I mean, from, you know, I watched Narcos, so I'm
so you're
kind of
totally,
an expert.
Yeah, expert.
I think they're more just into getting rid of the body effectively than, you know, cutting it all up. Like, that's not like their jam. Like, they just want you dead and they want to get rid of it. They do stuff like wrap the body up in like chicken wire and then throw it in the river. And then when your body starts to expand, it goes through the wires and all the fish eat it.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
But it's effective.
Yeah. Well, listen, I didn't think the bright blue trash bags were very effective. I mean,
no.
It is
black. Did you watch Dexter? Hello.
Yeah, the bright blue is, it's pretty easy to spot. And you got a red tie on it. I mean, like, but I don't think she was thinking that. She was just thinking how to get him out of there.
Okay.
So this reporter, he kept reporting on this guy. He was like the news reporter, and he would every night kind of go on TV and be like, and they found another bag and whatever. He was real fascinated with this unknown man and the brands that he was wearing. Mm-hmm. And by the time they uncovered the bag with the head, it was like a couple days later. And this time they could tell that he was Japanese. Marcos's family had no idea of this media storm this guy was heading up from this different town. For all they thought, I mean, they really kind of just thought that Marcos was with his lover. I think that's what they wanted to think. You know, that was a good way that he's still around. When a week or more passed, Marcos's brother finally went back to the police department wondering if they had anything. And they said, yeah, we do have something that just came through the wire that could possibly have a connection. It's a body of an unidentified person some 25 miles away. Marcos's brother and longtime employee friend went to go identify it. And they started with the head. Marcos's brother just did not want to believe it. He was like, no, that's not my brother. But the friend was like, no, it is. I'm 99% sure that's him.
I can't believe they would make him just look at the head, like, and not just do like a blood test.
I know. I don't know if...
God.
Yeah, it sounds awful, doesn't it?
I'm not identifying anybody just by the head, ever.
It's really awful. Marcos's brother then asked to see his fingers and his fingernails because they were, I guess, really distinct. And the brother had like the same fingernails as Marcos.
Oh, my God.
And when he did, he knew that that was Marcos.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
So at this point, like I said, he was dismembered, and dismemberment in Brazil usually means organized crime. So the investigators were really looking into that. And since Alice and Marcos also sold that high-dollar wine, they actually like made, I think, a couple million dollars from just kind of buying and selling wine, which who knew you could do that?
Yeah.
It must be really expensive wine. By the way, when I get over like the $25 limit at the grocery store, like the other day, Justin wine was like $26. I don't think I've ever seen over 21 on sale. Everything's raising in prices, but I was like, I'll go to my Francis Coppola. I'll go down a notch.
You're so funny.
Elise and Marcos had security cameras at their house, which Marcos's brother knew. So when he had the police watch the footage from their house, they saw both Elise and Marcos in the elevator going up to the house. Then they see Marcos get in the elevator, like I said, to go get the pizza that night. And he looked pretty mad in the elevator. He actually kicked the elevator while it was going down. And then the next morning, you see Elise hauling these three big suitcases in the elevator. But there is no sign of Marcos coming or going after he got the pizza. So, I mean, it's pretty clear that it's not an organized crime and that it was Elise. So they go and they want to talk to her. They tell her that she's the number one suspect. And like you said, she should get a lawyer. Well, she does have a law degree herself. So she asked for a lawyer immediately. And the investigators, you know, looked at her home. They took luminol to see if they could uncover any bloodstains in the sink, bathtub, bedroom, and nothing, Gretchen. Nothing lit up. Although she's had, I think, like 18 days to clean it up.
Although I think they can test for bleach,
yes,
too.
Yes, they can. They can.
That is something you should internet search before you are going to murder someone from like a library computer. Like, what cleaner does not show up on luminol?
And cleans up blood effectively. Yeah, it's probably a good thing to look up at the library.
I'm glad you're right after this. Yeah, I'm on it.
I'm glad you're telling people what to do. Great. She's good at cleaning, let's just say that. But she's not good at turning off her cell phone when she's going to dispose of Marcus's body. So once they looked up her cell phone pings, they saw that in the day of question, Elise is exactly where Marcus's body was found.
Yeah.
At this point, I think her lawyers knew she probably had a better chance if she pled guilty with reason of self-defense instead of trying to go and say she didn't do it at all. And so she did. She confessed to the killing. And you know what they made her do? They made her do a reenactment of the entire night.
No way.
Yes, they did. They were like, and then when they came to like cutting up the body, she was like, I can't do that. Like, I'll tell you how it happened, but I'm not going to do that part. So when she did tell them exactly how she did it, they were able to find blood spatter with luminol on the wall.
Okay.
It took about 5 years for her to go to trial, which is interesting because here you would plead guilty and then you would just get sentenced. But there you still have a trial, even if you plead guilty. And so both prosecution and defense, real aggression with this case. So much so that the defense had his body exhumed because they did not believe the first autopsy, because what the prosecution was trying to say is that she cut him up while he was still alive. And the defense doesn't buy that. I don't think he did. I don't think she did. I think she shot him in the head. And I believe her that she, like, why would she lie about that? Like, I do think she didn't start cutting him up till the next morning. You know,
yeah.
I think she probably needed some time to think about what the hell to do, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, like, you can get one expert to say one thing, another expert to say another thing. That's kind of how this trial went. Their judicial system is very different than ours. The reenactment was played at the trial, but then the defense also played a reenactment of what she says happened on like a computer reenactment, which I thought was pretty freaking good. Like, it shows, you know, like, him hitting her, her getting scared, him kind of crouching down. She's just, you know, and she shoots him.
Yeah.
They talked about how he abused Elise, and how he verbally abused her all the time. It's kind of a hard thing because you don't know if that's true, right? I mean, it could be true. It could not be true.
Well, you would know if it was true if there was a bunch of people that spoke on her behalf. Like, yeah, we saw him do this, or she complained to me about that.
I don't think they had a lot of that.
Well, then that's not good for her.
Yeah, I think the defense's computer-generated reenactment was probably her best defense in this.
I would have been sus on that if I was on the jury and there weren't a lot of people to say that.
Yeah.
But I also would consider the fact that he's obviously a douchebag. He's like on those sites. He's cheating on everybody that is a baby mama or attempted to be a baby mama. Like, it's not surprising.
So that's how I think also. I'm like, you know, he did it to one, he did it to the other. I can see this type of person, you know, not having respect for her because he's from this high profile family, and what he probably thinks is he pulled her from the trash and look at this lifestyle you have and I'm warranting you all this stuff and I can talk to you however I want to talk to you because you wouldn't have
a man with a lot of money.
Yeah, so that's
not that uncommon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon. So that's how I think. But we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Not that all men with a lot of money are like that, but
no,
you just know what we mean.
Well, the jury sided with Elise, and they said that they thought it was in self-defense. But she got charged with a couple other things like the dismemberment and whatever. But now the judge gets to choose how much she is sentenced. And the judge, I think, did not agree with the jury. The judge gave her, I mean, they handed her the book, I think, in my opinion. They gave her 19 years, or the judge gave her 19 years. He thought that she had a life of a princess. And I think he told her that. So she did appeal it. It came down to 18 years and then appealed again and it got down to 16 years. But she's not set to be released until 2035. However, in Brazil, get this. When you're in prison, you can get out for like a week at a time, up to five times a year.
Really?
Yes. So this documentary, she does this documentary. She's on it talking. She tells her story because she was out on vacation for a week, which I'm like, okay, let's think about that for a second. You get 5 weeks of vacation, basically, and you get to live
in
a prison.
I think I would go to prison tomorrow. Lock me up.
Seriously.
I will be able to do it all then. I mean, aside from raise the children, but I could work out, get work done, you know, stay on my diet. I don't think I have a lot of options in Brazilian prison.
Although she did gain a lot of weight in Brazilian prison, so they must be feeding you well there.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. But I'm with the 5 weeks for vacation.
I know. Her daughter went to live with Marcos's family, and they have never let her see or speak to Elise, which I'm sure I wouldn't either. In the Netflix special, she says she did the special so her daughter could one day watch it and hopefully want to talk to her. She said she still has a lot of secrets, and the only person she would ever tell would be her daughter if the time was right.
That's intriguing.
Which makes me wonder, like, what secrets do you have? Like, if it was really self-defense and if it was really that bad, like your life was that bad with this dude, do you have any secrets?
No, I think she, maybe there's something she can, whatever, but I don't put a lot of weight on that. I just think that if you are in her position and you have lost all contact with your daughter, I think you will say anything to get them to reach out to you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, the daughter is still young, but the other thing I was thinking is, and this is kind of where the prosecution was headed, was that she never loved Marcos. She always was a gold digging kind of woman. And she just was with him for the money, which
no, that's not illegal.
I don't disagree with that either. Like, I don't know if she really loved him. I don't know if she really liked hunting. I don't really. Oh, they also had a snake, like this pet boa constrictor. I think.
Oh, I'm out.
I know. It's weird. I think that. When especially being coming from the place that she came, that sometimes you just do because it's better than what was before. And maybe she didn't. I think that if you really love somebody like that, you probably would never kill them. So I don't actually think she really ever loved Marcos. I think he afforded her a lifestyle that she liked, and she liked him, but I don't think she loved him.
Yeah.
Because also the PI situation and then coming back all like super pissed. I mean, listen, I did that one time too. Remember, I found this. One of my boyfriends, my fiance, was cheating on me. And this girl was sending him all these naked pictures. And so I printed them all out and I took them on a drive. It's like I was in control. And then I was like, hey, do you know who Nicole is? It's like, mm-hmm. No, don't know a Nicole. Like, oh, well, do you know who this naked lady is named Nicole?
Oh, yeah. That one, Nicole.
That Nicole. Yeah, I do. And was she going to visit your fire department next week? Mm-hmm. She wasn't really going to, I promise. She was just saying that in the email.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, but listen, you were smart. You got out at before, you know, you married his ass and yes. Then, or you'd have been following him around. You might have turned a Lisi. You never know how crazy that shit will make you. Get out while you can.
I know. Really? I know. The trigger. It's the cheating is a trigger, you guys. We always say it. Like, what is the number one rule? Don't cheat.
And then it comes with gaslighting. Like, you're so crazy. Why would you even think that? How could you say that to me? Fuck that shit. Right?
Yeah, he did that to her.
Just bounce.
Oh, yeah. He did that to her. He made her feel like she was the crazy person for sure.
Yeah.
So that's a WAP on that one. If you guys want more information, go to that Netflix special, Once Upon a Crime, Elise Matsunaga.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of murder, so I'm going to mix it up next week with a little fraud.
Oh, I love fraud.
Light thing. Gonna lighten things up a little.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I've been fraudulated.
Yeah, you have been fraudulated.
Can you believe it? Anyways, if you want more on that story, it's on patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And if you can please leave us a nice Apple review, or Spotify now has reviews, that would be awesome. Or anywhere you listen, we are going to be at the True Crime Podcast Festival coming up on August 27th in Dallas, Texas. We will be having some sort of meet and greet, I think maybe that Friday night, maybe Saturday night. I don't know for sure yet, but that info will be coming. Follow us on our Housewives of True Crime group on Facebook for more information. We'll put it there. I will also have merch at the podcast festival, so that'll be fun, and that's getting made now. And I think that's it, Crutchy Poo.
Sweet.
All right, until Thursday for you Patreons, and next Monday Crutchy just outed herself that she's doing a fraud.
Yeah.
Okay. Clink clink.
Okay. Clink clink.